Continuing with the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva, there is a very important minhag that every single day of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, you learn a perek of Rambam Hilchos Teshuva. So today is the third day of Tzom Gedalia. So we will give you a he'ara in the third perek of Hilchos Teshuva. So today is Gimel. Okay, and then we'll start with regular shir. Perek Gimel, the Rambam talks about Tkiyat Shofar. I mentioned this the first Shabbos, and I want to add on other pieces. If you have it in front of you, it's Perek Gimel Halacha Daled. Perek Gimel Halacha Daled. The Rambam says as follows. If you don't, just share with me. Bring it over. The Rambam says, Afal Pishet Tkiyat Shofar Barosh Hashanah Gzera Takatuf. Even though Tkiyat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a Pasuk, Remez Yeshbo is a hint. Klomar, Uru Yeshen Mishinatchem. Probably a good thing for not only Rosh Hashanah, but even the day after Rosh Hashanah. Wake up! People that are sleeping from their sleep, the Nir Damim, the people that are sleeping, Hikitsu Mitar Damedchem, wake up from your slumber. V'chibsu B'maaseichem, search your actions. V'chazru B'tshuva, come into Tshuva. V'zachru Borachem, remember your Creator. Perek Gimel Halacha Daled. Elu ha-shokhechim et ha-emet. These are the people that forget the truth. Bavlei Azman, just trying to kill time. Or just walking through life. Vishogim kol shnatam beheva varika shelo yaya velo yatzil. People that are just doing nothingness. Habitu l'nav shotechem. Look into yourselves. Veitivu darchechem. Improve your derech. Umalechem in your actions. Go leave your bad derech umachshavto shelo tova, and your thoughts that are not good. Lefikach, therefore, tzarech kol adam shireh atzmo. Everyone has to see themselves. Kol hashana kula, the whole year around. Kilu chetzio zachai v'chetzio chayav. You're 50-50. V'chein kolam kulo, the whole world is also. Chetzi zakai v'chetzi chayav. If you do one sin, chatah chet achad, harichri et atzmo v'et kol olam kulo l'kav chovah. If you do that one sin, then you tilt the scales for yourself in the world for kav chovah, and you cause destruction. V'garam lo hashchata. Asa mitzvah achad. You do one mitzvah, then you tilt the scales the other way. Chri et atzmo v'et kol olam kulo l'kav zchut. The garam lo v'lahem teshua v'atzala. For you in the world, you don't save. Cause the shua. Shenemar v'tzadik yisod olam. Zeh shetzadak yichriya. Et kolam l'zchuto, l'zchut v'itzilo. And because of this, u'mimnei inyan zeh nalgu kol beit yisro l'arbot b'tztaka. Ma'asim tovim v'asok b'mitzvot. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Even more than kol hashana. So there's a lot here. So let's start one step at a time. For years, probably starting around 5 years ago, I was medayik in the first part of the Rambam. And this year I saw another unbelievable pshat, I think, from the second part of the Rambam. First, the first part of the Rambam that everybody asks is, this belongs in the Rambam's Mor Nevuch. Guide to Perplex. It sounds like philosophy. It doesn't sound halacha. That belongs in the Yad HaChazakah. The Rambam is telling me something about the essence of shofar. This is what we had talked about in the Gemara Shir. That according to the Rambam, shofar is not tshuva. Shofar is not tefillah. At least according to this Rambam. Shofar is not the idea of similar to Yovel, Siman, Shiloh, Chavadim. Rather, shofar is a message of tshuva. We talked about hear her tshuva. But here we had the Rambam was very, very verbose here, seemingly excessive. He says, wake up from your slumber, search your actions, that should have been enough. But then he keeps going. These are the people that forget the truth. Look inside yourselves. He already said that already. Hitivu darchechem umalechem. V'yazov kol echad mikem darko hara. Machshavtar shelo tova. Why does the Rambam seemingly repeat himself? I thought to say, the Rambam is actually not repeating himself. The Rambam ostensibly is talking about two different types of people. Which means the first part of the people that are sleeping. People that are sleeping through life. And are what? Is a little harif. It's talking about me, you, everybody here. It's talking about the people that are from. People that are doing mitzvot. What do you do when you're doing your mitzvot? You're just doing it by rote. You're sleeping through them. You're not remembering God. All you're doing it is you're living a Jewish lifestyle. You're not remembering, you're not being religion, being tied to God. The Rambam, this first part, are those people that are sleeping through. He says, wake up. Chipsu b'maaseichem. Look at your actions that you're doing. Your mitzvot that you're doing. Make sure you're making them theocentric. You're putting God in the center. And what are you doing? Chizru b'tshuva v'zichru barachem. That's the first archetype of person. Then he continues, and what does he say? Elu shochim et ha'emet ba'avlei hazman v'shogim kol shenatam be'avo v'rikas sh'lo yoyev lo yatzel. This is type 2 person. Who is the type 2 person? This is the person who's totally off the derech. So I'm talking about the front person. First person is the front person who's doing mitzvot, but what? He's sleeping through them. He is doing it because it's a Jewish lifestyle. Therefore, what? The first part of the Rambam says, Chazru b'tshuva, Zachru barachem, don't just do it because it's a Jewish lifestyle. Do it to remember God. Then you have a second person. The second person is what? Shochim is ha'emes, behavli hazman. He is just chilling, totally not remembering God at all. Behev of arika shalo ya'yov lo yatzeh, he's not doing anything. That type of person, habitu l'nav shotechem, feitivu darchechem. What do you got to do? It's not just look at your actions, you got to change your derech. You got to change your derech. You got to find out what's going on within your derech. Yazov rashad darko, v'yishav in machshavotach, v'yazov ko echad ve'echad mikem darko arau machshavto shalo tava. The Rambam seems to be talking about two types of people. Okay, two types of people. One person is what? A person who's from, but doing a Jewish lifestyle. The other one who's partially just not from at all. And there you got to change your derech. I wanted to say the truth is the Rambam's not talking about two types of people. He's talking about each one of us have these two types within us. So we have one part of it that we're just going through the motions. And then we have another part of us that we're doing certain things on the wrong derech also. And even there, the Rambam is talking about to the same person. We have these two elements within inside of us that we need to fix. We need to fix to make sure that when we're doing mitzvot, we're remembering the Ribbono Shalom. And we have those certain things that we're doing that we're just way off base. And we have to make sure to wake up for that one also and check out our derech. Now the next part is what's surprising. The next part he says, Lefikach, therefore, he quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin that says, Sarich kol adam shiyira'eh atzmo, the whole year, 50% meritorious, 50% chayav. And then what? V'chein kol ha'ulam kulo is 50-50. And what happens? If you do one sin, you tilt the scales to destruction. You do one mitzvah, then you do it towards salvation. Question is, why is this within Hilchos, tshuva of, why does this have to do at all with Tkiat Shofar of Rosh Hashanah? What? It is a mindset, but why is this specifically within Rosh Hashanah? This sounds like it's all year round. Rav Huttner, in his essays, in Pachad Yitzchak's essay Yiral, it's a huge essay. It's 29 Seifim. Now, just to be fair, some of those 29 Seifim are two lines. Okay, but it's a very long essay. Okay, within that essay, he asks the question. He says, "This Rambam doesn't make sense. Why is he putting it here? It's all location, location, location. What's it doing here? This seemingly is what is telling you to be afraid of certain sin, be afraid of sin, and make sure because if you do that one sin, it's going to tilt the scale, right? To be yarechet, and make sure to do the mitzvah. Why is it seemingly emanate from?" The Tkiat Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And he answers an unbelievable pshat. And it's a long essay, but I'm going to tell you part of it. Yeah, what do you say? Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner He was the Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Berlin. He wrote this essay, it's called the Pachad Yitzchak, Svarim on all the Chagim and Shabbat. As your Hebrew gets better, I highly implore you, towards the middle of the year, beginning of the year, you should be working on Pnimi Halacha, Hegyoni Halacha, things that are easy Hebrew, that you're writing down, getting the words. As hopefully as your Hebrew is getting better, that should be one of your goals. That you can open up a Sefer, go through it, the words come familiar. Should not be that at the end of this year, that you don't know how to read through a Hebrew Sefer because you just went through an art school. I've seen it, something hopefully that people will correct. And go, and when you have your Musar Seder, that you go, you learn Hagyoni Halacha by Rav Yitzchak Mirsky. If you don't know who that is, I'll show you. Okay, he wrote three Svarim. He used to be the Rosh Hashiva BMT, which did not mean basketball means Torah, but rather it was Beit Midrash, the Torah that's no longer around. It's in the same building that Gross Kollel is in, that Torah Shrag is now. So he was the Rosh Hashiva of BMT. He's an Israeli, and he writes.
Right, I said it.
And he writes beautifully, beautiful essays, easy Hebrew on Chagim and Shabbatot. It's a must read for Shana Aleph Kass. Must read to go through 1, 2, and 3, and he also has an Agada. Okay? Which is really tremendous. So here, the Pachad Yitzchak explains, and he says that to explain this answer, he says, you have to understand, what's the ethos of yesterday, of Rosh Hashanah? Ethos was Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim. But the Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim of yesterday was different than the Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim of every day. The Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim of every day is what? During Kriyat Shema. Okay? And we see in the Kriyat Shema, Rabbeinu Yonah brings down that what happens? You have the mitzvah naseh of tefillin and of mezuzah and of Kabbalat Malchut Shemayim all within that first paragraph. And what's the motif of that? Avat Hashem, that's what brings down. Va'avta et Hashem Elokecha. But we know the Kabbalat Malchut Shemayim of Rosh Hashanah is not Avat Hashem. What is it? It's Yira. It's the concept of Tshuva Miyira. Right? V'chein tein pacht Hashem Elokeinu. So there's a fundamental difference between the Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim of Shema, of every single day, and the Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim that we did yesterday on Rosh Hashanah. What's the difference? The difference is, if you look at Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, in the Mishnah it says, why is Shema come before Vayim Shema? Because what do you have to do? First you have to do Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim, and only then you could do what? Kabbalat O Mitzvah. Meaning, the Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim of every single day is a hechsher, is an enabler. It enables you to do what? To fulfill mitzvahs, to serve God. I'm the Kabbalah Malchut Shemayim as an enabler to do what? To go serve God. As opposed to the Kabbalah Malchut Shemayim of yesterday, it was not an enabler. It was not a machshir. But what was it? It was an end of itself. It wasn't a means to an end. Yesterday it was an end of itself. And this is the Gemara that we learned already throughout the last 2 weeks, Rav Avoh and Daf Tet Zayin. Rav Avoh said what? Imru lefanai malchiyot bichdei shetamlchuni aleichem. What is the word bichdei? In order to. So for example, imru lefanai zichronot, say the special ingredients, the special code for Rosh Hashanah was malchiyot, zichronot, and shofrot. So you say the psukim of zichronot bichdei in order that God will what? That will remember the good zichronot in order that we'll have a good Yom HaDin. What does it mean that saying in front of me, Imru lefanai malchiyot bichdei shetamlchuni aleichem? What does that mean? Say the malchiyot in order shetamlchuni aleichem. Explains Rav Huttner beautifully. Because the malchiyot on Rosh Hashanah is not a means to an end, but it's an end of itself. The whole purpose of yesterday was say this for what? Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim. In order that we create what? We coronate God as the melech of the whole world. Now he says to do, when you make somebody a melech, there's a very important explanation of the Ibn Ezra. Later on, it's made famous by the Gra. The Ibn Ezra is found by Parshas Vayeshev, that says that Yosef said his dreams, told over his dreams to his brothers, to his father, you remember that? And the brothers got upset at him. And they say to him, you think, and you remember the dream that they were going to all bow down, the stars would bow down, 12 stars would bow down to one star. They say, Hamaloch tim lo chaleinu, mashol tim shol banu, which means what? He thinks, you think you're going to rule over us? What's the difference between Melech and Memshala? If you look at the Ibn Ezra there, and the Gross says it also, is that Malchut is when you have a certain monarchy that people accepted you upon themselves as a king, as a sovereignty. As opposed to Memshala, it's against the will. That's what we say. Meaning right now, what is it? You think about that every morning when you say that? What's the difference? The difference is right now, we accept God as a melech, but the goyim do it, what? Against their will. Memshala. In the eschatological era, what's going to happen? What did Zechariah Navi say? In that time, in the eschatological era, everyone's going to accept God as a melech. So he says, Rav Hudner explains, that's a beautiful idea. With what? With on a very external level. He says, you got to go one step deeper, and I'll take your question in a second. He says that, how do you accept a melech? The melech is only when you are similar to the person. You have some similarity, explains Rav Hudner. Who's the king of the beasts? Who's the king of the chayot? The lion. The lion is known Melech HaChayot. Why is the lion known as the Melech HaChayot? Because the lion is one of them. Even if you would tell me that you have a zookeeper, whether in the Seattle Zoo, in the Biblical Zoo, I don't know if Chicago has a zoo, the London has a zoo, Chicago have a zoo? What? Two of them. Very from. Two zoos in Chicago. Okay? Doesn't matter if you tell me that the goo zookeeper will what? Will rule over them. He will not be called a Melech. He'll be called a Moshe. Why? Because he's not similar to them. Moshe. Explains Rav Hutner, to be able to be a Melech over a certain sug, a certain kind, you have to be similar to them. He says that's what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is what? What happens Rosh Hashanah? We're the ones. Man is Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imru Lefanai Malchiyot Bichdei Shetamlechuni Aleichem. What is man? What happens today? What happens on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Zeh Yom Tchilat Ma'asecha. It's the day when man was created. Man was created. It's the sixth day. Right? Creation was created on Chaf Hei Tishrei. The sixth day is Aleph Tishrei. Man was created. Man is what? Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim. Man is what? Elokash Ramal. Our neshama. God blew in His breath to our soul. We are also physical, but we are what? A Tzelem Elokim. Therefore what? Explains Rav Hutner. This is the idea of what the Rambam is saying here. Lefikach. Since Rosh Hashanah, what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is only man who was created that. And the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Man, for me, for man, for Tzelem Elokim, for what purpose? To be able, the more we are in tune with our Tzelem Elokim, the more we're similar to God, the more we could do what we're supposed to be doing, which is Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, what does the Rambam say? Lefikach, he brings the Gemara in Kiddush. It's not just all year round to be afraid of sin and therefore don't do it sin. But since you are more in tune with your Bechira, with your Tzelem Elokim, to do what? To be able to be in tune with who you are, make sure you view the world as 50-50, and you have that ability to what? To Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu all year round. Through what? Through doing the mitzvah, and therefore bringing the salvation. Right? That's what the Rambam says. Therefore, what do? This is the reason that we continue on now from Rosh Hashanah, to make sure we're more in tune with our inner self, and that's why we even add on things. This is why the minhag is to even say slichot at this point, to get up in order that we're more in tune for this hamlacha of our Tzelem Elokim. This is why fundamentally the Kabbalat Omach Shamayim is fundamentally different on Rosh Hashanah than all year round. Got a question? Why? It's Lemelech Akol Aretz. I think it means everyone in the world. Ayashem the melech al kol aretz. Everybody. I think it means there will be an accepted ruler on the whole world. That's the in contrast to what it is right now. The